to meeting you here. It's almost like if you show up at the same place at the same time every week, you tend to run into the same people. That's how it goes, I guess. I'm Absolute Deicide. This is still the Grunt Free Press podcast, and just an administrative note here at the beginning. I get some family in the house here, including like a little kid who's like sleeping like fucking 2 feet away from me in the next room. I'm gonna try to be kind of quiet here and calm and cool and collected. Not yell or anything like that, or be like particularly fucking loud or obnoxious. Try is the key word here. Otherwise, you might witness some family drama going on. So yeah, that'd be pretty gay. So I'm just trying to keep the peace here as much as possible. So, bear with me. I mean, I'm not gonna, censor myself or anything like that. I might fucking try to talk, like a normal person, hopefully still, but just heads up. I feel like fucking, sounds awful, awful quiet. It's still fucking three in the morning, you know, three in the morning on a fucking, Wednesday, I think. Yeah. Wednesday. So yeah. And yeah, that's how it goes. So, episode 96, things have changed a little bit though. It's what I'm getting at here. They've taken an unexpected bright turn. I don't mean I'm a fucking happy, healthy, productive member of society or anything like that. I mean, no, I'm still a miserable fucking cunt over here. I'm playing my games, playing my video games as I usually do, and I'm streaming them as usual. And, what's this? Why is the screen so fucking bright that I'm looking at as, you know, as I'm streaming? I'm like, why is it white and bright instead of, the usual fucking black and dingy and shitty looking, on Hitbox? And, it's just weird. It's just like, what, they just changed the color of the screen here or what? What's going on? So, I stream all my games on Hitbox, and usually the color scheme's like black and green or whatever. But yeah, I mean, apparently I'm like, why is this on like a different, completely different streaming site, and why is the screen so bright? I guess there's no Hitbox anymore. Like Hitbox went away, and now it's called Smashcast, Smashcast.tv, I guess. And doesn't that sound like it should be like broadcasting some hardcore porn or something like that? I mean, I remember I dated a girl who, a long time ago, I mean, when we fucked, she used to call it, smashing. So I was just like, I can't help but hear like Smashcast. And yeah, I think it should be like, whatever. I mean, should I be recording myself like fucking or like jerking off or something? Like, I don't know, fucking myself, I guess, at this point. That'd be more like sadcast.tv. That's a completely different site, I think. But yeah, whatever. I mean, so Hitbox is gone, but I mean, if you still type in like whatever, I mean, I still didn't change my links. I didn't change anything. I still have like the link up and shit on the site. It's still like Hitbox TV. Click on it and just like brings you to whatever, smashcast.tv. And I didn't change anything on my end, anything like that. Like all my whatever on my favorite tabs on the browser and shit on the internet. Same link still works, and I didn't even have to like sign back in and anything like that. I mean, whatever, how they transitioned in there, like from Hitbox to Smashcast or whatever. I mean, that was nice and smooth anyway. I mean, I guess they just Hitbox just merged with some other streaming service and renamed it. So, I'll say this, you know, as I've been using it throughout the week, pretty much, from what I can tell, it seems better even than like Hitbox. So it's like, again, I don't know like exactly the details of that. What they did to the service besides change the name, but Yeah, I mean, I never had too many problems with just Tipbox or anything like that. But you know, if I was watching my stream, if I was watching it like embedded on the website, you know, on gruntfreepress.com, that is, I'd be like watching through there, like embedded on the site, and like, you know, it'd be okay for a little bit. Then it would like start buffering and like pausing and like hanging, and I would be like, okay, if I refreshed it, and then I'm like, ah, and then it's kind of like, you know, it'd stick for a second, and then like, I was just like off and on, but I'd have to go back to like, whatever, just go to the actual site, like Hitbox, you know, the main Hitbox, channel site, and that'd be fine. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes it would work on my site, sometimes it wouldn't. You know, again, it'd work. The main page on like Hitbox would work like, you know, 90% of the time. I had very few problems. I actually had more problems with Twitch when I was a fucking first started and I was using that. I'm like, ah, in some way it's had, again, those same problems of like, ah, the stream's hanging up and shit, and I'd refresh it. But that's one of the reasons I started using Hitbox again. And then like now that they changed it, I mean, few days with Smashcast, it's pretty much been like flawless. Like, again, just even using the embedded code on the site, it's like, yeah, this is you know, no hang-ups, no pauses, anything like that. It seems really smooth. And yeah, again, I don't know the details of like the business dealings over there or anything like that, but just, you know, on my end, thumbs up. I mean, it's, again, it's just as good, if not better than before. So, I mean, that's cool, whatever. I mean, they just changed it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's like, yeah, they changed the name and now the screen's like blindingly white, which I'm not a fan of, but whatever. View on my page is still dark anyway. So I've been just kind of like sticking around on, my website and watching it through there. Yeah, I mean, and my only complaint is that there's constantly a little logo in the bottom right hand corner that doesn't go away, and it looks like the almost like the Walmart like spark, like just like a bunch of lines like coming out like a sun or something like that. But yeah, that's not a big deal. I mean, pretty much identical to Hitbox. I mean, still seem to have like. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, when I'm playing and I'm streaming, so I always look, you know, every now and then I'll look over and, like, you know, just mouse over the screen that shows how many people are watching or whatever, and I always seem to have, like, quite a few people, like, watching, like, you know, viewers or whatever. I always have, like, a bunch of them, and just, like, I was playing Prey, and at one point it said I had like 25 or like 35 people watching the stream, and like, you know, nobody's, a couple people would like chime in and like say whatever. So one guy's like speaking like French, and it's like, okay, hey buddy, I guess I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but hey, hi. And then they don't say anything else, you know what I mean? And some other guy was saying like, oh, you have it set up, it says Prey 2 that you're streaming, and it's like, yeah, this is Prey 2, and Prey 1 was like whatever, 2006 or whatever. But yeah, but this is like, you know, 30-35 people watching the stream, and it's like, you can click on like the chat room icon, and it lists like who's, you know, who's in the chat room. It's always just me, like that's it. Maybe like one other person, like randomly, will be there for like a couple seconds, then like they'll leave or whatever. Again, they could be like, get, you know, if you don't sign in, you're just like watching, like, you don't have an account, like it won't show up or whatever. But I'm just like, who are these people? Why are there like 30 people just like watching, just like hanging out for like the entire time? I had like at least like 20 people, and it's like, what? Nobody's registered. Like, nobody's like talking. They're just kind of like sitting there and watching. That's kind of weird. I mean, who are these people? I mean, is it like, again, is it like bots? You know what I mean? It's just fucking just like whatever random bots that people put out and whatever, for whatever reason, I don't know. Is it like a glitch or something? Or I mean, are people just like creeping, you know what I mean? Just like, yeah, creeping, watching, not talking. And I don't know, is it you? I mean, are you the Smashcast creeper? Don't be a creeper. I mean, interact with the show or the site or whatever this is I'm doing. I don't even know at this point. You know, I'm still figuring it out, as I can tell. Every episode's an adventure. I mean, I'm just like, right now, I'm like eating the mic, like, whispering, like, I don't know. like I'm in fucking prison or something. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it's like, man, who are these people watching my stream here, and why aren't they interacting? I mean, you should, and you should also send an email to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And unless you're a foreigner, I guess, if you're some French asshole who's going to send me an email in French, I mean, I don't know. I don't speak any languages, so I don't know what to do with that. What I'm doing now barely qualifies as English, so who knows. So yeah. Anyway, so what's going on with what's going on in video game land this week? I'm actually going to video game land in a couple weeks from now. I decided. I mean, it's just like fuck it. I mean, yeah, I was talking about it last week of like I kind of want to go to a fun spot there, the world's biggest arcade. And yeah, I mean, that's as close to video game land as it's gonna get. I imagine, you know, it's got like Disneyland, only with video games. So yeah, I mean, that's going to be at the end of this month. You know, I booked a whole hotel room up there, so I'm committed at this point. I mean, it's not going to be like, I don't know, I'm tired, like whatever. I was like, I spent money. I booked the hotel room. I'm definitely gonna go up there. So. Although the room I booked, I mean, it's not so much like a room, like a hotel room, as it's more of like a standalone, like tiny house or a cottage, I guess they'd call it. It's just like, you know, I was going through like what's available up there in the area, and up in New Hampshire, and it's like, you know, you get your usual like ring of usual places. It was just like, you know, cramped rooms all on top of each other around like a, you know, outdoor pool or something like that. You know, then there's a, you know, a weird like high class like stone mansion looking places, just, you know, like three story mansions or whatever. And it's like, you rent like a floor or whatever, you know, they have like a bunch of rooms on like whatever, and then like the top floor is like, you get your own somewhere like weird, and some like lighthouse, you know, outside the place, and like, you can rent the lighthouse, and like, so it's like, it's kind of strange, and those are like really expensive. You know, they show like, you know, on the sites, they're showing pictures of like big comfy chairs near the fireplace and the lobby and shit, you know, and so I'm just like looking through what's around there, and I see this place that has like, you know, again, they're just like, they look like little cabins. Yeah, they look like they're from like Friday the 13th. I mean, they're all, they're all back in the woods and shit. It seems like no, you know, I'm just like looking. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. I mean, I just like be by myself, and like, no, you know, nobody will fuck with you. You don't have to like listen to other people like talking or like whatever. You know, the people can murder you in there and nobody would know. I mean, it's just like my kind of place. And it, you know, I'm looking too. It's like, this is like, I think it's less than a mile from Fun Spot. So it's like, I can just like hang out, you know what I mean? Just like go back and forth and pretty much just like walk there, you know? So whenever the fuck I feel like it, or just like, whatever, just going to go back and like fucking hang out for a little bit and then go back. So, you know, plus I'm looking at the site for that place. And the first thing it says is like, is this a fancy 5-star place? Nope. All right. That's again, it sounds like my kind of place. So, and yeah, and this specific like cabin I got or whatever, it's supposed to be like the most like, you know, secluded, you know, I'm reading reviews for it. Just like, get this one, is the most like secluded and fucking one there is. And there's reviews on there like fucking, you know, oh yeah, that cabin there, you know, crazy times, like wink, wink, you know what I mean? Like fucking, like some shit went down and, you know, and there was some like debaucherous, like dark acts that went, happened over there, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, and I'm just fucking like boring as shit, and I just want to be left alone pretty much for a day. So that's my kind of crazy. That worked for me too. And just the craziest thing that's probably gonna go down in that cabin is some vulgar podcasting, I bet. Most likely party scenario. So yeah, I mean, I'm pretty excited about that. I mean, I haven't been to an actual arcade in like a decade, so you know, hopefully that'll keep me entertained for an entire day at least. And yeah, I mean, to give you an idea of how like poor and or cheap I am, I'm funding the entire thing, you know, the entire adventure, the arcade, the whole hotel room, fucking gas, all that shit through, yeah, just my budget's my pocket change that I saved up over the course of about, I don't know, like 3 years or so, just fucking throwing pocket change into a container. So they're actually empty Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee cups. I just, whatever, throw fucking, I had like four of them just filled up with change after like 3 years. And yeah, I mean, that added up to like almost $400. It was actually like $389.38 to be precise, because whatever, I have the receipt right here. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I spent like, again, the room was like $100 or whatever. So, you know, that plus gas. And it's like, I should have, you know, I'm just like, I'll have plenty like the rest of it. I'll fucking like whatever. I should have plenty for arcade money, I hope. Again, I hope. Because yeah, I'm looking at like the games there at Fun Spot. I mean, they're not on a. They're not on like free play, you know what I mean? So it's like they still have to like whatever get tokens or whatever. It's not like quarters, it's like you exchange money for like tokens and shit. That bullshit. I don't know, that seems kind of gay in that in this day and age. I mean, I thought like most places now, I mean, they just fucking usually just like charge like a cover or whatever, and then it's like, oh yeah, whatever, play however you want, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, give me like whatever, 10, 20 bucks at the door, and whatever, you're good for the day, you just go. Yeah, I'm just like thinking, like, man, it would fucking suck to be there for like, you know, be there for a few hours just pumping money into machines and shit, and then again, after like an hour, just realize like, oh, I'm down like whatever, a few hours or whatever, or I'm down like a few $100, a couple $100, and just like, okay, I'll, again, excuse me. Yeah, I mean, again, just, you know, arcade games, you know, they're designed to fucking eat money pretty much. So it's, again, I'll be fucking. Again, if I was there for like, ah, whatever, I was playing a game, and like, fucking, like, oh shit, I'm out of my, whatever. These fucking, you know, these fucking $20 worth of fucking tokens, oh, go get more, and then like, fucking, whatever, a couple hours later, like, oh, that's gone, and whatever, I'd be pissed, just fucking, just thinking about, like, I just blew like $200, I've been here for like fucking 5 hours now, what, you know? Again, designed to eat money, and just, you know, I'd be pissed off and shit, and then, then I'd have to fucking go out to my tiny cabin and start murdering people, because that's what it looks like it's there for. So, again, it's not like I'm some fucking arcade fucking game savant or anything like that. I'm not going to be going for, like, high scores or anything. It's just like, yeah, I'm not good at fucking games, period, but, you know, it's like fucking me, like, oh, yeah, I'll play Pac-Man. Like, a game of fucking Pac-Man for me will probably last, like, 2 minutes, you know what I mean? And fucking, like, okay. But, yeah, whatever. I mean, again, hopefully it's fucking fun. I'm just kind of going there for, like, more of, like, just history, you know? Fucking, again, I'm boring. Just fucking more like, oh, cool, fucking look at these old, whatever, you know, vintage fucking whatever. Get to play them and all that shit, so. I don't know, but it better be fun, or somebody's getting stabbed, too. I mean, I'll throw that out there. So, whatever, that's in the future. What matters is the now. And, yeah, what's now is Deadly Premonition, the board game. Yeah, that's right. Fucking more Kickstarter news here. I know, but yeah, this one's pretty cool. You know, as you probably guess, it's just a board game. It's based on Deadly Premonition. So it's like, yeah, I'm just looking at you know, they have a video up there on the Kickstarter page showing like how the game works, and they have like the descriptions and all that. So I mean, yeah, you're supposed to like. Gather clues through like whatever cards you're collecting cards as you go, I guess, and shit like that. You know, then there's cards based on characters from the video game. Whatever. I mean, the board game itself, it looks fucking weird and cool, and yeah. The video there they have up on the Kickstarter page is it's super goofy and fucking has a sweary doing like silly fucking sweary stuff. That's a pretty good video. So, yeah, I mean, it's just like, I'll be honest, though. I'll say, like, I'm not really that interested in the actual board game or how the board actually plays. I mean, I'll almost certainly never play it. I mean, I'm probably just going to... I'll be surprised if I fucking open it. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, who am I going to get to play a fucking board game with me? Especially one based on fucking Deadly Premonition, so... Yeah, I mean, I'll probably just like, whatever. Just fucking put it on a shelf and like, oh yeah, like a little curiosity. You know what I mean? It's fucking, yeah, Deadly Premonition board game because, I mean, that concept is just like fucking pretty sweet. I mean, it's dumb and fucking, you know, whatever. You know, just like fucking an oddity, like collector's item type thing. I don't collect very much anymore. I mean, but it's fucking like, again, like that's cool. You know what I mean? Fucking Deadly Premonition board game. That's pretty fucking cool. It's like $30 for the game, I think. But I guess it's shipping from England or the UK somewhere. So I mean, the shipping cost to add on to like the $30 game, or like it's another like $15. You know what I mean? Which is, I mean, that's kind of steep, but hey, you know what I mean? It's an officially licensed board game based on Deadly Premonition. So, yeah, I mean, if that's something that fucking interests you, I mean, check it out, I guess. Yeah, the good thing too is, I mean, it's already funded. I mean, they were asking for $50,000 for the Kickstarter campaign, and they hit that within 8 hours, I think, of the campaign going up. Like, just immediately, almost immediately just got funded. So, I was going to say something about, I was, you know, I was just like, yeah, whatever, I'll fucking, whatever, throw my, again, I'm just like, Deadly Premonition board game, real dumb, I fucking signed up for it or whatever, for just like, whatever, the standard, just send me the game for whatever it was. But yeah, I was going to say something about, I was one of those, I'm like, it's going to be one of these things that fucking I'm going to have to be watching for like a fucking, the whole month, and nobody's going to fucking give any money to it, and like, whatever, but... Yeah, I guess I was wrong, you know, it's probably not going to get funded, but 8 hours later, it's like doubled almost, you know, so, yeah, I mean, I honestly thought it'd probably be like me and like two other weirdos who fucking love Deadly Premonition, but, yeah, I guess there's thousands of us retards out there, so, I mean, even if you don't want the board game, if you're like, whatever, I don't fucking give a shit about, again, me, I don't really care about the board game itself, like playing the board game either, but, if you're like, yeah, that's kind of dumb, but you've, whatever, you've been curious about the video game, Deadly Premonition, go over to that, to the Kickstarter anyway, because you can get a Steam key for the PC, version of the game. For $3, I mean, it's fucking $3 on the Kickstarter page, and they fucking send you whatever, they'll give you, like, a key for Steam, I guess, the fucking PC version of the game. So, yeah, I mean, again, if you're interested, check it out. I'd recommend it, and I'd recommend the game, at least playing the game, however you can, but, again, that's me we're talking about here, so, buyer beware. Yeah, Deadly Premonition, this is a fucking amazing, terrible, fucking awful game. But, yeah, speaking of amazing, terrible games, I tried out that Forza Horizon 3 Hot Wheels expansion. And, yeah, it's actually a pretty badass. just trying to fucking install the goddamn thing was a nightmare. And I don't know what the fuck the deal was. I mean, I played it before. I've had it on my PC and on my fucking Xbox. I've had it on two PCs, actually, if I can play it. And I remember having too much trouble with it, but too many problems, like, trying to install it and play it. But, again, I've installed it, reinstalled it, like, two times at this point, two or three times. And, the game's, like, 60 gigs plus updates. And then, you know, you get, like, the two expansions and then, plus, I don't know, like, all the car packs in there is, like, whatever, a couple hundred DLC cars. I think you had to download all of them and all that shit, and just, it took forever to fucking download and install it, but I'm like, yeah, I was expecting, I'm expecting that at this point. Again, you're going through, like, the Microsoft Windows Store or whatever, like, that's not the fastest thing to download and install shit, so... I was expecting that. I'm like, all right, it's going to take forever to download, but it should be fine. You know what I mean? The game's been out for, like, whatever, a year at this point. Like, all the kinks should be worked out. So I do that, but then, yeah, then I go to play it, and it keeps, like, crashing on the main loading screen. It's loading up the game. If, you know, like, the title screen comes up, and it's, like, says a little wheel on the bottom, like, loading, and fucking, like, the circle would spin, like, twice, and just every time just crash to the fucking, to the dashboard or whatever the fuck, the, desktop every time. So yeah, that was awesome. So I'm like, all right, again, game's been out for a year, I know I've played it before, like, whatever, I'm like, all right, let's do some searching real quick and just, you know, see what the deal is. search fucking Forza Horizon 3 crashes, crashing fucking Windows 10, like whatever. See, there's got to be like some shit here. Yeah, just all sorts of, and I found like too many fixes for like weird problems people are having, you know, and it's fucking just like really like fucking ridiculous, like, you know, disable your microphone, like, you know, fucking go to like whatever devices in the computer and like completely disable the fucking microphone for the game, you know what I mean? All that causes crashes, so do that, and then fucking like, oh, go to your settings on the PC and like reset your digital license for the game and fucking do that, and then I'll update this and go in like, you know, deep menus and fucking, oh, you know, oh, you gotta go through and fucking, you know, update and refresh like a million fucking things, and just like, I'm like, all right, I'm doing this. I'm like, I hate doing this shit, like fucking, you know, fucking around with this bullshit, and none of that helped at all. Still crashing, still the same shit. So yeah, I was again, I'm trying to be calm here, but I was kind of upset, let's just say that, about that. Yeah, the game has been out for like what, a year or something like that, and it's over a year, I think. I could be wrong, I don't know, my fucking sense of time is fucking ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, this should be like fucking like zero problems, you know what I mean, for this shit. Again, I have like fucking the best fucking video card on the fucking market, you know, at this point. More or less, whatever, but you know what I mean, it's fucking like, this should have no fucking problems fucking doing this shit, and just like, but you know, here I am, I'm digging through like settings and shit, I really shouldn't be, or I don't want to be fucking with my fucking computer, and then, you know what I mean, then something else starts fucking up, and like, whatever. So, yeah, so eventually what I did was just uninstall everything, like, oh, everything fucking Forza, just fucking completely uninstall it fucking again, and then reinstall it, and I did it on, like, a different drive, you know what I mean, I had it on, like, my main, like, solid state drive, like, I'll put it on, like, whatever, my normal fucking data drive or whatever, try doing that, and then I only fucking downloaded, like, the base, just, you know, Forza Horizon 3, none of the expansions, nothing else, just that, just, you know, base vanilla game, nothing else, and fucking, like, I tried doing that, and like, oh, I started up, and like, all right, it worked, all right, cool, and then I went back, and like, one at a time, I'm just like, all right, well, now I want to play the Hot Wheels thing, so let's just download the Hot Wheels pack, and like, that's it, and, yeah, that worked, thankfully. Otherwise, I would have given up at that point, because I'm really not that fucking persistent. Again, I probably would have get fucking really pissed off, and it wasn't going to be worth that, but yeah, I mean, the Hot Wheels expansion pack there is fucking awesome. It really is fucking really cool. Yeah, it's like a completely different game. It's super arcadey. You know, it reminds me of like an F-Zero, or even like whatever, the original like test drive or whatever. The old fucking very first like test drive. It's just like an incredibly simple. Yeah, but it's, you know, real, like, crazy fucking fast, and, you know, I'm playing it in, like, first person mode, as usual, and, yeah, it might not be designed for that, because, you know, it's really, really disorienting, like, you know, it's not so many when you're playing it in first person, you know, it's like you're on, like, a roller coaster ride or something, you know, you know, a lot of the time, all you can see is just, like, orange track in front of your face, and, like, that's it, I mean, going through, like, loops and shit, and just, like, all I can see is fucking orange in front of me, you know, yeah, I mean, that track, though, that orange track you're looking at, it's pretty nice looking orange track, I'll say that. I mean, you can see, like, the scratch marks and, you know, like, little, like, nicks and shit, like, you know, like, the laser scan, like, you know, super detailed fucking laser scan, fucking actual, like, Hot Wheels, like, track from the toy or whatever. I'm sure they actually did that, you know what I mean? That's what they do on like, tracks, you know what I mean? They laser scan shit, so it's like, now this looks, like, exactly like fucking, you know, the little plastic fucking tracks you had when you were a kid. So, I mean, yeah, as you're playing, I mean, you're driving kind of blind, and then it's like, oh, you know, there'll be like a sharp bank, and you can see the, you know, as you turn on the bank, you can just see like the ocean underneath you and shit, and you know, and you're like hundreds of feet up, and it's like fucking like, oh man, you start getting that feeling, you know, that feeling of fucking your nuts floating up, and you're fucking floating up into your stomach, you know, into your fucking body, you're just like, oh geez, you know, it's fucking like insane, you know, yeah, and you're hitting like boost pads and shit, and trying to stay on the track, and Yeah, it's pretty much what you think it is. Again, when you hear like fucking Hot Wheels, fucking racing game, it's just that's what it is, and you know, it's cool as shit. So yeah, I also bought the there's a Porsche pack for the game, which is I guess that's some kind of a big deal because Porsche usually doesn't license out their cars for video games, or I think something like EA owned the rights at some point or whatever. Maybe they don't at this point, or I don't know what the deal is, but fucking, I know it's a big deal for having like Porsches and fucking in games. But yeah, it's so special. They had to charge for it separately. You know what I mean? It wasn't included in like the season pass with everything else, the car pass or whatever. So it's just like I feel like an asshole paying fucking extra money for it. But yeah, I mean, fucking, you know what though? I mean, I don't know what. It's like I haven't even fucking driven any of those cars yet. I mean, I'm fucking. Again, I'm doing like the Hot Wheels shit, so I'm just racing like dumb looking Hot Wheels cars. And why would I drive fucking Porsches? I don't know. I'm not a huge fucking fan of Porsches or anything like that. I mean, it's like I don't have any fucking particular love for them or anything. But but yeah, I mean, fucking Hot Wheels. That shit's pretty cool. They do use that same the new metal system there that they used in the Blizzard Mountain DLC, which yeah, I'm not too much of a fan of that either. Just you know, it's just like you finish the race, you get like one medal. Then if you win the race, if you're in first place, you get like another medal, and they give you like a third medal for hitting some skill challenge depending on the race. Like you need like a certain amount of like skill points or whatever while you finish, and that's like another one. So I don't know. I still think that's kind of frustrating way to play these fucking the Horizon games. Like I don't think it works very well with the type of game it is. You know, it's fucking just like, oh, it's so like, you know, make it like ultra competitive. And, you know, it makes the fucking slower cars kind of useless to drive. It's like, well, if I'm just going for winning and fucking skill points and shit, I'm just going to pick the fastest car every time. You know, it's even like whatever, like the mainline Forza series is fucking like, oh, like whatever, getting, doesn't even matter. I mean, you're just getting like, you can try to get like gold medals, and that's even that's just like, oh, getting to like third place or whatever, and just fucking, other than that, you're just fucking racing, trying to get like money and shit. But, you know, at this point in the game, I'm just maxed out. Like everything's maxed out on my skill, you know, my skill tree and all that. Everything's fucking maxed. So it's like, yeah, I just kind of want to chill and fucking, again, Hot Wheels, just fuck around and shit and just race races. But yeah, just not a fan of that metal system, but whatever, fucking it's Hot Wheels. And yeah, it's pretty nuts, pretty crazy shit. And I like it a lot. I'll be back and I'll be talking about some Prey, hopefully. Absolute Deicide eats a microphone and talks about Prey. Because, yeah, I mean, I played a shit ton of fucking Prey. Or, as our Japanese friends say, I prayed a rod of Prey. Yeah, I really like Prey. I really do. There's just so much going on in the game. I spent about two, maybe like 3 hours one day, just like accomplishing like absolutely fucking nothing. Like I did nothing except slinging water around, doing like random poking around, seeing what I can find type of shit. Just roaming around the space station, trying to clean up like a side quest or two, and just, you know, I'd see a waypoint like above me or behind me, and, you know, behind like a wall or something. It's just like, I can't get over there. Like, I don't know how to get to that waypoint there, where it's telling me like, whatever, like a guy's like marked or whatever, like fucking one of the, you know, people, like all the people on the space station there, most of them are dead. You know, they have fucking like collars on that can track them. It's like, I want to get over there. It's, you know, this is part of a quest or whatever. It's like, he's like behind this wall. You know, I can see like where the waypoint is, where he is, but how do I get over there? And just like fucking around trying to figure that shit out. And just, yeah. So it's like, yeah, then you start like poking around everywhere, you know, throwing boxes around, like seeing if there's like whatever, yeah, vent or some shit like underneath boxes, just fucking, you know, tossing the room fucking upside down, trying to figure out what the hell to do. Yeah, you know, fucking like shooting the glue gun up fucking walls and shit, and just making platforms with that, and fucking jumping up and down, and, you know, trying to get up to like the highest point in the room just so you can look around and shit. You're like just looking for like vents and like secret areas, or maybe like whatever card, you know, key cards or some shit like hidden somewhere. And yeah, and then like, you know, a lot of the time you'll find like a door or a lock. You know, finally you're just like, all right, this is at least like where I need to go. You know what I mean? But then it's like fucking, oh well, I still can't go through it because it's like I don't have the right key card or the right code or whatever. So then it's like, all right, well, let's check our objectives here. Like, yeah, look through and just fucking, you know, look at the map and shit. Just like, all right, well, this door is linked to like this specific person here, and like, you know what I mean? It'll just like, it gives you like a, you know, if you read through the objectives, it's like, oh, whatever, Joel Blow has the card. So it's like, all right, again, you can just go to like a computer and type in, or whatever, search for fucking Joel Blow. All right, now we're going to mark him. And, you know, you can only do that like certain computers. It's like security stations. And, you know, again, you just like cross-referencing like the, you know, person's name and location. And it's like, all right, now he's marked, and go search for him. And again, going through like that same thing of just like, all right, well, now how do I get to this guy? And or it could be something more complicated, like puzzle-y, like, you know, you're activating like a tracking collar or something like that. Or, you know, it's like you got to go to like certain terminals. So it's like, all right, now I got to go through like the entire space station again to get to this specific terminal to fucking like whatever. You know, type in that guy's fucking number, you know, his fucking tracking number. And it's like, all right, you keep going through like that same thing again, just going back and forth. And yeah, even then you might run into the same thing where it's like, all right, if I find the person you're looking for, but, you know, you just can't figure out how you're supposed to get to him. Yeah, so, and, you know, and meanwhile, again, as you're doing that, you're just kind of crisscrossing through the station, and fucking, you know, all enemies are like respawning, and you're running into like some like different shit will happen, like random shit. Suddenly the turrets in an area that you've already like hacked or whatever, like they'll just like, you'll come back and like they're all like destroyed, you know what I mean? They're destroyed, there's like different enemies there, and just like, all right, well, now do I want to fix them again or what? Or do I want to rehack them, or, you know, or you go through an area you've been through like five times now, like, oh, well, all the power's out, the power's all down, and so I can like, all right, well, how do I fix the power here? And, or, you know, or there will be like spooky poltergeists, and they'll be throwing boxes at you and shit, and like, you know, there's always like multiple ways to accomplish your objectives too. So yeah, there's been a few times where, you know, I was just like, I'm like, I know I'm stuck here. I'm like, I'm completely fucked. Like, I have no way to like continue down this path, like complete this like objective. And it's like, yeah, I guess I'll just keep going down like the main story path, I guess. And just like, hope I get like enough upgrades or different shit, like unlocks, that I can finish this up later. And just, you know, keep that in the back of my mind as I keep playing through the main story. But then like something will click, you know what I mean? It's just fucking like, oh, wait a minute. You know what I mean? I missed this little thing over here. You know, you figure something out. You hadn't thought of before, you know, like last week when I was doing the podcast. I mean, you witnessed that. Witnessed one of those revelations firsthand, live on air here. I was like, I couldn't think of like a good use for mimicking like a, you know, turning into like a coffee cop. You know, I was like, that's kind of dumb. Why would I do that? And then, you know, then again, you're looking around like, oh, it's a little, you know, fucking spottier, you know, little hole I can kind of crawl, like go through, I guess. You know what I mean? It's fucking sneak through some tiny spaces like that. You know, if I turn into like a small object, and yeah, I mean that totally works, and yeah, that opens up a bunch of areas you couldn't get to otherwise. Anyway, I realize fucking people like, oh, I saw that in the preview, like fucking whatever, you know, fucking 6 months ago or something. They were showing that. It's like, I don't really, you know, it's like fucking like as soon as I saw Prey, you know, I've been waiting for Prey 2 for however long, like 10 years or the fuck it's been since they announced it. It's a completely different game when it was originally just Prey 2, but so I didn't fucking know any of that shit. I fucking like saw that. I'm like, man, you know what I mean? And fucking, I didn't see that. I mean, I didn't watch it, like any of that. I wanted to like be like surprised, you know? So yeah, I mean, that was cool. It's like shit like that, figuring stuff out. or the glue gun, like using the glue on the walls to like make platforms. Like I didn't know that until I like just like fucked around, you know? Yeah, even shooting my white hot goo all over the walls and, you know, using that as platforms. Yeah, I was probably like whatever, 10, 12 hours in, because I went in knowing like nothing at all about it. And just, yeah, once shit like that clicks, I mean, you wonder how much you've missed, and just, you know what I mean? Just like, well, I've already, again, you're crisscrossing the station, but it's like, I wonder if like something simple, like, you know, simple like that, I could have done like the first like 2 hours of the game that I just didn't know, and I just kind of like went by. And so it's like, you're always like, oh, okay, I didn't go through this door yet, you know, looking at the map and like, okay, well, I could just whatever, turn into a book and like, you know, go through and just like, oh yeah, there's a bunch of shit here, and fucking this opens up again, that'll open up like other shit. So yeah, so it's almost like a Metroidvania game in that way, except you usually have like most of the stuff you need like pretty early on. You just like don't realize it. You know, it's just like, you know, there are a few doorways that were blocked off by like heavy furniture, like couches and like whatever, vending machines all like piled up. And it's like, all right, well, I can't, just completely blocked off. Like, I can't even like do like the mimic thing and like crawl on or anything here. So, you know, just pretty much have to lift them up. And yeah, it's just like, you know, you need like there's an actual skill called like lift or whatever, or leverage or something like that. And, you know, as you build, there's like three different levels, and as you build up the levels, so, you know, level one, you can pick up like, you know, tables and chairs and stuff. Then like level two, you can pick up like whatever bigger stuff. Then level three, you need to like, you know, move like these huge fucking vending machines and like couches and all that. So it's like, all right, well, I can't do that. And who knows, like that's kind of a big investment to like max that out. You know, it's a lot of upgrade points to commit to that. So, you know, just like, all right, I'll keep that in the back of my mind. You know, if I ever have like extra points to like lift it up, it's like these areas here. And then you get recycler grenades or whatever. Just fucking throw one of those randomly fucking somewhere just to see what it does. And yeah, those are just like, you know, grenades that you throw, and they suck up just about anything in the radius that's not nailed down. Like, it sucks it all into a black hole and just turns it into like usable materials you can just go through and pick up. And you know, we use that to like craft shit. So you know, just fucking like, I'm like, I was just like throwing it around randomly, just try to get like materials. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Like, this sucks up like pretty much everything. I mean, all those heavy tables again, you know, shit like that. And like crates and all that, like those were all getting sucked up too, to get turned into like these materials. So it was like, huh, you know, just like thinking like, huh, I wonder if I can just, instead of like, you know, maxing out my lift skill, I can just like use these grenades here just to throw a, just throw those at, you know, throw those just to, at those blocked off doorways, just to, you know, clear the paths with these, if they'll suck up that shit, you know. And hey, yeah, it works, you know. It's just like, you know, then it's like, okay, well, now that I know that, again, it's like, you know, shit spirals from there. It's just, yeah, it's just an incredibly well designed game on just like a lot of different levels, you know. Fucking just the design is just excellent. Just the amount of options you have to tackle situations, and you know, the space station itself is awesome, and they balance the game, so it's like you're never really like comfortable while you're playing it. I mean, but you're not like hopeless either, to the point where it's like, you know, you feel like you need to restart the game. It's like you know, I fucked up. Oh no, I went down the wrong like skill path or anything like that. And you can usually get through with just, you know, a combination of like your weapons and like grenades and all that, and just you know, fucking and your skills and like whatever. It's just fucking, again, it's not like you're really fucked up. Again, sometimes it's just like, oh man, it'd be so much easier if I had this fucking whatever maxed out or whatever. But there's always ways to get through, you know. Again, it's like, oh, this door is locked and it's going to be pain in the ass trying to find the key card for it, you know, the key code for it. Or I can just like you know, build up my hacking all the way, and then I can hack the door right now, you know, that type of shit. So yeah, I'm playing. I'm like, I thought I had like everything figured out. I'm like, I'm pretty sure like I passed that point. Like I was saying, last week I'd played like whatever, however many hours, and just fucking like, I don't feel like I played like 10 hours or something. It's like, I still don't feel like I've like crossed any kind of like hump where like, you know, now the game's going to be easy for me. Like, you know, I'm fucking, most games like this have like that, you cross like a certain point of like whatever your skills, or you just figure the game out and just like, oh, you know, infinite like whatever materials or like money, like, oh, now the game will be like really easy, you don't have to think about it. I thought I had crossed that point, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, it's gonna be kind of easy. It's just fucking like, yeah, I was just trying to do this one side quest here that lets you craft your own neuro mods, which those are pretty much like upgrade points. I mean, again, like points that you can put into your skill tree or whatever. So I was like, all right, well, I have like, you know, I just, as soon as I finish this side quest, it's like, I have like a shit ton of materials I'm not doing anything with. I mean, I've had plenty of ammo, and just, you know, a couple of my guns are like fully upgraded and shit, and just sitting pretty high, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, I have like a ton of med packs, I'm good, and just so then going down that side quest was, you know, if I can just do this one quest and I can craft my own upgrades, I'm gonna have a shit ton. I can just fucking pump in like max out like five different things, and I'll be like unstoppable and crazy. And plus, I have all this ammo and health and shit. Like, this is gonna be real simple, you know. After a while, I mean, going back and forth through the station, you know, again, every time there's different shit going on, different enemies, and you're fighting and you're shooting and fucking healing and all that, using your psi hypos. You know, after a while, just trying to figure out that one side quest, it's just like, huh, you know what I mean? I'm getting kind of low here on like med packs and like hypos, and I guess I'll have to craft a couple more here, a couple more there, you know what I mean? Some more ammo. And then by the time you get to like the end of that quest line where it's like, oh, I finally finished this, it's kind of, again, it's just kind of like, not really difficult, but it's kind of like that back and forth of, all right, I gotta find this. No, I need fucking this. And you know what I mean? Fucking, back and forth to figure it, to finish it. So yeah, you get to the end of that quest line, it's fucking like, again, I don't have the code to get in to where I need to go, you know. I can't get in the store because my hacking skill is not high enough, but it's just like, you know, if I just boost that up to max the hacking skill, you know what I mean, like that'll be my ticket to like, you know, unlimited upgrades. So I mean, that's obviously worth it. So I was like, all right, well, let's go down the main story for now, and I'm sure, you know, as I'm going through, I'll open up a couple, you know, new areas and get some upgrade points to pump into that, and I'll be good. So I'll just, you know, do a couple more story missions, then come back, and that'll be it. You know, then suddenly, like the next thing I do in the story, something happens where all the enemies get like much, much harder. Or most of the enemies, like there's actually a newish type of enemy that's fucking like a lot harder, and there's like a ton of them, and it's fucking like and the type of thing it is, like I'm not really equipped to deal with it efficiently anyway, you know. It's like, oh, they all have like certain weaknesses and shit. It's like, hey, I'm really not stocked up to be dealing with these fucking this type. So you know, and again, I'm scraping by of like, I only have a few med packs left at this point. I'm like drinking from like water fountains and fucking shit like that, you know, eating fucking like bananas and shit. I'm just trying to keep my health up, and you know, I'm using the wrench as much as possible, because I have like fucking jack shit for ammo, and I have like, you know, no materials to fucking make anything, and yeah, I've got like almost no resources left to fucking craft anything really. Yeah, just some fucking like pretty tense. You know, I'm just fucking like run away when possible, and just, you know, hide and shit, like try to survive like that. You know, that type of thing. Shock them and like run up to them, like use a wrench and all that, and fucking. But yeah, I'm like, all right, I'm back from like being like, I'm kind of on the verge of being like overpowered to like, okay, now I'm just like, you know, really just scraping by here just to survive. But yeah, so I get through it eventually, and it's like, all right, well, again, they do, because I'm going through the story. It's like, all right, now I have enough Nora mods, like the upgrade points, to now I can go and max out my hacking skill, which I needed. So it's like, all right, now I can just complete that side quest, and I'll like, you know, opens that up if I can just craft my own upgrade points, you know. That's so fucking, that's should still be good. it's like, all right, I'm just looking, and I'm like, now I just don't have materials really to craft any of that shit. So I think I made like one or two. It's like, oh, cool, you know what I mean? So it didn't really do that much for me. It's at that point, I'm like, I really need like med packs and shit like that, and ammo, like any kind of ammo would be good. So those new enemies there made me like completely rethink my plan for like my upgrade, like what I wanted for upgrades too. So it's like, yeah. So I mean, you got to do what you got to do to survive, is what I'm saying. So, and I killed a few people too. That happened, like human people. Some of them were accidents, you know. Some of them were just for the funsies, because it was funny to murder survivors on the space station. yeah, a little bit of a cold here, a little bit of a cold, a little bit of a fucking face up into the mic. Maybe I'm getting sick from fucking licking the fucking microphone constantly, I don't know. But so yeah, I mean, this, I killed a few people, I'll confess that. Yeah, in the space, you start off, it's one of those deals where, like, you wake up in the space station, like, you think, like, fucking, you're it, like, that's it. It surprised me there are other living people there. You know, after like, the opening of the game, where, you know, shit goes down there at the start of the game, it's like, I thought it was going to be, like, it's going to be, like, really isolated, and, you know, maybe, again, you'll be talking to people over, like, intercoms and, like, video feeds and that type of shit. Yeah, I mean, there's enclaves of like survivors, and some side missions of you helping them or rescuing like stranded civilians in like certain parts of the station, like that type of that sort of thing. Yeah, but one guy was like way out in a cargo container in like, you know, open space or whatever, outside the station, and he's running out of air. He's asking me to help him, like, you know, help me like dock the container back at the station, because, you know, I'm running out of air, I'm dying out of air, and there's a timer like ticking down on the screen, and I'm just like, I'm looking around, I'm like, all right, well, it's kind of like, I think it was like the main mission, I'm just like trying to get into the station, like that part of the station, period, figure out like the docks work and all that. You know, I'm just like, Yeah, I'm like, all right, so you have to like figure out like how the procedure works. There's like a control panel and all that. So I'm like, all right, I see the control panel. There's like some airlocks over here, like some buttons I gotta press, and there's like a bunch of different containers, like cargo containers, like floating out. It's like, yeah, it might be kind of like complicated. You know what I mean? Just trying to figure this out. It's gonna take some time to suss out how this bullshit works. And I'm fucking like thinking, I'm like, I don't want that fucking that time pressure here. I don't want the timer like ticking down the whole time. I'm worrying about trying to save this asshole. So I'm like, it's just gonna be easier. I'm just open up his container. You know what I mean? Just open up the container that he's in and fucking let the cold vacuum of space deal with this for me. You know what I mean? So it's like, fuck it, just fucking open it up, just let him die. And fucking, he suffocates, just kind of like floats off. Just fucking like, man, sorry, dude. You know what I mean? Fucking, it's just like, I don't want to deal with that shit. So let him die, and of course, loot his body afterwards. You got to do that. And then there was this other control panel on the bridge with a bunch of buttons and notes, and it's not like the captain's quarters or whatever of the station. There's fucking sticky notes all over it, notebook shit you fucking read, and like logs, and just like, oh, they're telling this like back and forth story about an escape shuttle, I guess, that like took off from the station to like to try to escape like the alien outbreak or whatever, and just it's fucking, again, it's like that back and forth, is the shuttle like compromised by aliens, and they're like heading off to like another station or like Earth or whatever. And yeah, it's supposed to be like one of those moral conundrums, I guess, that you're supposed to like be sitting there thinking about like weigh out the positive and the negative and fucking like make a decision. But yeah, again, my first thought was just, I'm like, dude, fuck you guys. You know what I mean? You left the fucking station without me, I guess. It's just like, fuck you, fucking blow up the shuttle and just fucking out. I think I killed like a dozen people or so there, but justice was served anyway. Space, cold hard space justice was served. So yeah, I mean, you're meeting a few people on the station, and you're doing the usual, like, BioShock, like, you're reading notes and emails, and picking up voice messages, and you're playing them, and I'll be honest. I mean, I was never really too invested into any of like the human characters or anything like that, or like the fucking their little side stories. It's just like, you're talking to your brother, and it's fucking like, he may or he may not be like a bad guy and shit. And it's like, or you might be a bad guy who's who set all this shit up, like the entire thing on the space station, and then you had like your memory wiped out, like Memento style type of deal. But yeah, it's just kind of, I thought it was just kind of like mushy, like the fucking whole thing was just kind of like mushy of just fucking like, meh, sure, I guess, like this is going on, like this story in the background, but I don't give a shit. I just want to keep exploring the station and fucking around, and all you fucking humans that are left here, you can live or die, fucking like whatever, doesn't really matter. I'm just fucking like going through just for the fucking the fun of like exploring this fucking space station. Like, I don't give a shit about any of you really. And of course, you get like you hit the end of the game and you get like the big choices there, deciding what kind of ending you want. And yeah, that's kind of tough. I mean, again, not because you particularly care about the characters really. I mean, they're not really, you don't really spend that much time like interacting with them really. And they're not, and I don't think there's anything special in that front, that story, the story front, human story anyway, fucking, but yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm just fucking like trying to decide what to do because I want to get the most out of the game type of deal. It's like, I want more gameplay. Like that's like my main priority. Like, what do I do to get more gameplay going on here? I mean, I could have like presumably like just ended the game in like 10 hours or so. You know what I mean? Fucking, they give you the option to just enter an escape pod and fucking flee the space station like right there. I'm just fucking like, oh yeah, just fuck it, just leave everybody, just go. And it's just, That's probably the end of the game right there. If he chose that, just like, 10 hours in, just fucking like, yeah, fuck it, just fucking get in the escape pod, like escape, and it probably gives you like probably like the bad ending or whatever. And just again, it's just like I want the most out of the game, so it's like, all right, well, what's like the longest and the hardest path there that's gonna like let me just keep going? And but I will admit I did do like a double take and second guess myself at the end, so it was again effective in that way of like, all right, I thought I was doing the right thing, then it's fucking like, oh no, it was a little twist here, and fucking like, second guess myself, all right, never mind, I'm gonna fucking murder this guy and go down another path, because didn't seem like it was gonna turn out the way I thought it would. So that part was effective. The very end, like that choice was fucking like really really tough that way. So, and again, I won't spoil it like outright. I know, but fucking whatever, don't really care. It's like a spoiler podcast or whatever. But I'd be pissed. It's not really like fucking on the story level. You probably don't care. I don't really care. But it's fucking just like, yeah, no, you should probably play it and fucking figure that shit out for yourself. But yeah, when you get to the end, like it might seem like, when you get the ending, or at least the ending I got or whatever, like that might seem like really fucking underwhelming, like, I mean like really bad, like, I got like a 10 second cutscene of just fucking like, that was the ending. I'm just fucking like, oh, it's like a 10 second just cutscene, then credits fucking roll. Yeah, I was just thinking like, man, they fucking like, it was, I'm like, God, they really fucking butchered that at the end. It's like still a good game, even though the ending like shat all over itself. That's pretty rough. But yeah, if you hit that point, just wait. I mean, just wait for the credits. Like, go past the credits and wait for like the stinger. I mean, it's nothing crazy. Again, it's not like I was thinking like, oh, maybe like as soon as it popped up, I'm like, oh, it's gonna be like another like half of the game, like another like 20 hours of gameplay. But it's nothing like that. But it's again, just kind of like a non-interactive like story part, but it gets the job done. Like, it's fucking like, oh no, that's fine. Like, not to spoil it completely, but I'd liken it to like a Fallout type ending where, they're taking into account like more of what you did as you play the game, like more of your actions than you think, and I'll just leave it at that. I mean, again, it's not like mind blowing or anything like that. It's not like fucking like, oh wow, that's a masterpiece of an ending or anything like that. It's still a little bit underwhelming, but it's fucking, again, at the first ending I got, I'm like, oh man, that's completely botched. Like, that's really bad. But, yeah, I mean, fucking after like the real ending, I'm like, fucking like, I don't know, that's fine. That works. It's satisfying anyway. So, I guess Chris Avalon wrote some of the game anyway, and he's an old Fallout guy, worked on like the originals and all that. So I guess that makes sense how it's like structured out and how it plays, how the ending worked. So yeah, I mean, Prey is a really good game. I would highly recommend it if you're a fan again of like those types of like the shock games, BioShock and like System Shock, like that type of just like exploration based. I mean, again, the story or like or sci-fi horror games in general, it's pretty spooky. Again, I said surprised that it was so much of a horror game. I mean, I didn't know what to expect going in, really, but I was fucking pleasantly surprised by it. So, a review for it, maybe, hopefully, I don't know. I'm kind of busy with the personal shit this week. At the moment, anyway. Again, that's why I have a fucking house full of fucking family. So, who knows? But we'll see. We'll see how ambitious I get. But I also, I randomly played through Contra at some point this week. It was just for no particular reason. Just now, just got the itch and fucking I want to play Contra. That's still probably my favorite fucking game of all time. I fucking love Contra. I think it's damn near perfect. The game seems like impossible when you first play it. Just fucking like, that's way too hard and fucking whatever. It's ridiculous. And then little by little, I mean, you start, you get the levels down, the level layout down, the fucking patterns of the enemies and all that shit. Yeah, just yeah. Then 20 years later, I mean, if you're me anyway, I mean, if you're good at video games, probably much sooner than that. But yeah, I mean, it's like at this point, I mean, I can run through like the entire game pretty consistently. I mean, I think I'm like whatever. Restarted like once or twice, just like fucking the guy fucked up, like whatever. I had to restart, and I was playing like playing on like an Xbox One controller. I think it might be the only time I played through the game on an Xbox One controller. But I'm like, at first, I'm like, man, this sucks, just because I'm used to like playing on like the regular NES controller and shit. I'm like, this is really rough, and then I'm like, fucking, like thinking, like, wait a minute, I played through all the fucking. Six different Mega Man games on the same controller, so it can't really be that. It's like you got to get used to it. If, you know what I mean? Sometimes you get to like jump and shoot at the same time. It's a little more awkward than using like the NES controller, but yeah. So I mean, whatever. I've beaten it. Fucking it doesn't matter how many times I fucking beat the game. It's still fucking really still fun. I mean, it's still still kind of challenging, pretty challenging. I mean, you still have to stay focused. It's still intense, fucking my heart still races and shit. When I get towards the end of like, whatever, fucking just like, you see like the, whatever, alien stages and all that. And fucking like, the snow stage, whatever, like that point on. And fucking once you get there, it's like, oh man, I could probably do this. And like my fucking heart starts fucking pounding and shit. And I still get pissed when I fuck up and like die and like I'll lose the spread gun and shit. It's like fucking goddamn it. But Contra, it's Contra, and yeah, the Konami code is still for pussies. So yeah, I mean this week or today actually, a couple new releases snuck up on me here. I get the Surge. Which I know very little about the Surge, other than it's a sci-fi Dark Souls like game, but it looks cool. I mean, it looked cool from what I've seen. Plus, it's fucking sci-fi Dark Souls, so that could go either way. I mean, I don't know, but it will be interesting anyway. And yeah, Injustice 2 is out today. And I wasn't a huge fan of the first Injustice. I mean, it was okay. I mean, I bought it for like $5 or something on like PlayStation flash sale, I think. I played through like the story mode once. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I mean, that's fucking, it felt about right. If like $5 to play through the story mode, I'm like, yeah, that's fine, I guess. Again, it was okay. I mean, I'm not a big like DC Comics fan at all. I mean, other than fucking Batman, so. I mean, it's like a fighting game with those characters, with like DC Comics characters. That doesn't really do too much for me, It's fucking, don't really care, but it'll probably be okay. I mean, what I've seen, the fucking whatever, just gameplay, like whatever fucking footage of that, it seemed okay, goofy and fucking whatever. It'll be a good mix this week between those two games anyway. Fucking goofy like cartoon fighting game and then like a hardcore bloody involved like sci-fi game, souls like whatever. Good variety there anyway. And I'll probably play some more Hot Wheels too. Yeah, that is my week pretty much. I guess it's something I just read about. Fucking, you can get Phantom Dust, I guess, for free. I don't know. This week, maybe, or I don't know what the time limit is on that, but I guess it's on Windows 10 or Xbox One. Phantom Dust is like the original Xbox game. It's, I don't know what the hell it is, to be honest with you. I never played it back then. Some kind of like card game RPG or something. I have no idea, but if that's your thing, you can check it out. I'll probably download it and maybe play it. I don't know if I'll like it or not, but yeah, check that out. Free games, always about free and cheap games. Again, I'm fucking poor as shit. So yeah, I mean, that's my week, I guess. But your week should involve emailing me at podcast@gruntfreepress.com and going to gruntfreepress.com. Period. Well, no period, just gruntfreepress.com. And yeah, all that good junk, I guess. And yeah, you know the drill at this point. I've been absolute deicide, trying to be quiet as possible, and yeah, hopefully I have been quiet enough that my family doesn't fucking end up hating me more than they already do. Yeah. So yeah, if there's no podcast next week, I mean, it's safe to assume I've been fucking thrown out into the streets, where I probably belong. But hey, I mean, totally worth it, am I right, for this kind of quality fucking podcasting? So maybe you'll see you next week. Maybe not. I don't know.